The World Cup starts tomorrow, and for weeks, immigrant fans in the U.S. have been making plans to watch their home country's games. For the lowdown on viewing strategies, Jim O'Grady of member station WNYC visited a pickup soccer game in Brooklyn's Prospect Park.
The game in the park is played most Sundays. Andreas Corson has rarely missed one since moving to New York from Germany in 1986. He's a doctor who works in Manhattan, and he is a big World Cup fan.
There's a restaurant close to where I work, and they show the games.
Corson sounds distracted because he's talking over his shoulder while playing goalie. As the action moves to the far end, he tells me that when Germany is playing while he's at work, he'll time his lunch break to coincide with the end of the game.
It's just fantastic. If you see the last 15 minutes of the game, there's all the tension of the game, if it's on the line, if it's not like 4-0 already.
In the quarterfinals of the 2006 World Cup, Germany and Argentina were tied after overtime. Corson says he and his fellow fans willed the German goalkeeper to prevail in the penalty kick shootout.
Just on the basis of this crowd of people putting all their energy into supporting their goalkeeper.
A couple hundred people in a restaurant in Manhattan, you're saying they advanced the German national
Absolutely.
Team in the World
There's
Cup?
There's no question about that.
You're a man of science. How can you say that?
Because I've witnessed it with my own eyes.
Corson is so enthralled by his theory that he's late to witness Firenzo Borghi bearing down on goal and shooting.
What just happened, Andreas?
Oh, this was one of those moments where the ball goes right between your legs.
After scoring, Borghi trots to the sideline with the swagger of Ronaldo and takes a swig from a water bottle. Borghi is a freelance photographer who is unavailable if a client tries to hire him at a time when Italy is playing a World Cup game.
I say, well, I'm booked already.
You tell them why?
No, I tell I have another job.
And what's that other job?
Watching the game. It's a job.
Borghi is confident about his team's chances. He and his family will watch Italy's first game against England at an art gallery owned by English friends.
We'll go there to see them suffer.
World Cup suffering is familiar to Abdullah Jallo, a filmmaker from Sierra Leone who cancels everything to gather with friends and root for African teams like Cameroon and Ivory Coast, though an African team has never won the tournament. He says the best World Cup game he ever saw was Senegal versus France for its post-colonial frisson.
Man, it was fantastic to see, you know, whooping France asses. Excuse my language.
His teammate, Eric Gale, is from Jamaica. But Gale's team is...
Straight Brazil, Pele, the greatest ever.
Gale says he's arranged to get off early from his custodian's job to watch Brazil play Croatia. His friend, Andre Hudson, another Jamaican, roots for England. Hudson says he doesn't think he'll be working when England plays Uruguay, but if he is...
I'm probably going to call out, make up some excuse.
What kind of excuse do you use?
Dog's sick. My favorite one is my sister has an emergency and I'm the only one that could go there and rescue her. I have a lot of them.
Hudson says you can use that one if you need it. My sister has an emergency and I'm the only one who can rescue her. Then enjoy the game. For NPR News, I'm Jim O'Grady in New York.